Romania.
The Czech Republic's first and only science centre has recently celebrated its first birthday. Techmania, based in the western industrial city of Pilsen, has already demonstrated its pulling power based on the formula of learning while having fun. Those are the sounds from one of the midday sessions at Techmania, where one of the staff demonstrate to a captivated group of children and their parents the literally hair-raising powers of electricity and how it can be controlled. The centre is housed in one of the engineering workshops of the sprawling Škoda Pilsen Works, with large cranes on tracks still visible up in the roof. And one of the three permanent exhibitions recollects the history of the family firm that was the biggest munition supplier to the Austro-Hungarian Empire, built rudders for transatlantic liners and trams and buses for the rest of the world. But history is not the real draw of Techmania. It has been conceived with getting across a basic message to children that science is fun. Michaela Petrlikova is programme manager at the Science Centre.
The original idea is to have fun and to learn at the same time, to explore, to discover the things, how some physical phenomena works, and to try it, to learn it here in a funny way. When you can see it, you can touch the exhibits, and you can try how these physical phenomena work.
In fact, two of the founders of the Science Centre, Škoda Holding and the West Bohemian University in Pilsen, came up with the idea precisely because they saw a worrying fall-off in interest in science and technology courses, research and science-based jobs. That was in 2005. Just over 3 years later, in November 2008, the centre was opened, with just over a year of operations now under its belt. Michaela Petrikova again.
The first year we introduced ourselves to our visitors because we have been quite new in the Czech Republic. We are an interactive museum, so this is very new for the visitors, for the people. And we have reached 70,000 people per 1 year which came to Techmania.
More than a third of those first-year visitors have been groups from primary and secondary schools, with visitors also coming from abroad.
We have people from the whole Czech Republic. We have here some school groups from Brno and from Moravian. And also we have had here some foreign visitors from Germany, some from Denmark, England. And this is quite good for foreign visitors because we have here at every exhibit there is a special sign, something like a manual for visitors in English and also in German. They can read some information about the exhibit, how the exhibit work and what to learn there.
The mainstays of the exhibition, besides the historical Škoda exhibition, are the so-called Edutorium. This is really a collection of around 60 models which visitors can operate to demonstrate a scientific process, such as how different types of lenses work, the properties of light and how it can be distorted by prisms, magnetism, electricity, and the science behind an ordinary fridge. To help school children and older visitors do more than just press the buttons to get the machines working and grasp some of the scientific principles at stake, there are a handful of what are called edutrainers. These are basically guides who can explain science at many levels. Some are employed full-time, with students called in as reinforcements. David Labotka is one of the full-time edutrainers who here, rather appropriately, try to explain some of the fundamentals about sound and radio waves.
So this exhibit is a proof that sound is a wave. So here you can see there is a source of a sound. The sound waves are going through this tube with the water and they are reflecting. So when they reflect, they meet the sound which is still coming. So finally in the tube it's creating standing waves. So I turn it on and now I'm changing frequency. of the sound, and you can see in one point our house was splashed. So here is the antinode of the standing waves. And if I go on, I'm going too fast. You can hear when I'm changing frequency, the higher frequency means higher tone, because we hear tones according to frequency.
Another part of the centre includes various brain teasers and games that demonstrate the scientific rules that, for instance, allow you to spin plates or build your architectural fantasies. The busiest part of the centre, when I was there, was the latest touring exhibition, Top Secret, an exploration of the world of espionage and the technology used in carrying out security checks at airports, coding material and deciphering codes, fingerprints and tire tracks. Visitors can, for example, be sent on a special mission which involves fulfilling 21 tasks with lots of other opportunities for interaction.
It is very successful because everybody can find there something what he is interested in, and you can find there some techniques of secret spies, for example, masked people and overhearing, and you can learn there some techniques which, for example, James Bond used.
The exhibition was previously running at sister science centres in Belgium and Denmark and will run in Pilsen until the end of the year. It follows on from an exhibition called Copyright Nature, which explained how many modern innovations such as sonar and Velcro have actually been inspired by careful observation of nature. In spite of what it has already achieved, Techmania is still a work in progress. In fact, only about a third of the large main industrial building is being used for the current exhibitions, with another neighbouring industrial building donated to the project still derelict.
We would like to reconstruct the rest of this building. Now it's just the first third of the whole reconstruction of this building. And this building will have together 30,000 square metres. And it will be also with another building where will be planetarium. So we would like to have a planetarium here as well and to reconstruct the rest of the building. These are our huge plans for the future.
The remainder of the current building would be used for more exhibition space and would also host labs where school groups or students could carry out experiments. The hope is that this second half of the project could be completed by 2014. But with budding young alchemists not so far finding the secret of how to produce gold, regional and European funds will have to be forthcoming if that ambition is to be realised.